Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the guys out there in the grilling world. Hopefully, maybe Mama's stepping up to the grill this weekend and cooking something for you. But if not, you know what? Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah. Thanks for coming back. Most people dump us by now.
Yeah. Right. Well, or they're already eating.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just one of those great holidays for me because I'm a father, and Jop had a dad, believe it or not.
Right.
So we love Father's Day. In this world, it seems like you got to treasure some of these little rituals, and we decided to reach out to one of our board members, which is Big Paulie from the East Coast, because he's also a father. And has great stories about his father. And Big Paulie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Happy Father's Day to you and everybody there. A great day to celebrate your children and to remember your dads and be with your dads if you can.
If you can.
Yeah, yeah. I lost my dad about 13 years ago, but, you know, there's not a minute I don't think about him. And things he's taught me come up every day in so many funny ways. And it's just something to think about, especially on Father's Day. But, you know, that's who we are. Our parents make us. We helpfully shape our children. And they leave us with great things, great legacies. And so Father's Day is a good day to remember. And the most important thing is try and be with your kids if you can't be with your dad.
That's true, because one day you won't be able to.
That's right. That's right.
I've been working on my pool like a dog, and the last couple of days I just wish that I could ask my dad's advice, because he was pretty handy mechanically, and I've been getting my keister kicked, running a backhoe, and all kinds of things. So,
yeah, isn't it funny how you do remember the advice your dad gave you, the lessons? Like, my dad gave me a piece of advice once. I was in a very big case I was working on, and, you know, there was a quick way to get rid of it, so to speak, but it wouldn't have been, my opinion, well, you know, 100% the right thing to do. And my dad just said to me, look, you know, you could do that. That would be easy. But because you want to spend the rest of your life thinking about it, maybe looking over your shoulder, worried about it. And I said, you know, Dad, no. I said, that's so great. And I never forgot that. And, you know, I was very young. I was a councilman at 22, a council president. I was responsible for a lot of people. And the concept as a lawyer and as an elected official, Bob, you'll get a kick out of this, is, you know, when you have conflicts of interest, how do you know you have a conflict of interest? Because they're very subtle, they're very different in different states. My dad gave me a great piece of advice then, too. He said, if you think you have a conflict, you do. And that was enough. And I've guided my life by that. So I can remember him very happily with a lot of warm memories and appreciation for all he did for us. You know, dads are the only people that replace the money in their wallet for pictures of their kids, because they spend the money on their kids. And that's just, you know, that's just who dads are.
Yeah, the one that sticks in my mind along the same vein is, anything worth doing is worth doing right. And,
that's right.
And you know, don't stop halfway, finish what you started, those kind of things. And don't cut a corner just because you can. It's not right. The right thing to do, right?
And how young were you when your father first told you that?
You know, I don't remember, but it's all I remember. What I mean is that it's always been that way. And whenever I was old enough to make a decision, that was the way I was taught to make them, right?
Yeah, sure. And what's funny is, I don't know if it happened to you, but more and more, you become your father as you get older, you know?
Ain't that true?
It's so true.
And, like it or not.
And I love watching it through my kids' eyes, too, because they get a kick out of it. And you know what's funny? I was, you know, my mom just passed away, as you know, and I was cleaning out some things, and I found some of the cards I sent to my mom and to my dad. I found a letter I wrote my father before he passed away on Father's Day about 14 years ago. And I read it, and of course, it brought a lot of memories and tears to my eyes. But I also found letters my children wrote to my father. And reading them was just such a delight, and what a gift it was to find them. And I know that was some kind of divine inspiration, because I found them in a place I would have never looked at, would have thought to look. And there they were, and it was just so great. It was a real gift.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. So it must be the weekend. We are on the grilling line right now with one of our board of directors, Big Paulie. And Paul, what is going to be on the grill at the Rotella household this weekend?
Well, we have what we call Italian surf and turf, Bob, where you get a beautiful piece of filet mignon, okay? And you know what to do with that. But the night before, you get your galamad, all right? And you cut it long ways, like Kim Jong-il cuts it. You cut it long ways, okay? And then you take it and marinate it in your favorite Italian dressing, which you should make yourself. Don't forget the garlic and the parsley, okay? You make that nice overnight. You put it on the grill very quickly. Remember, you threaten it. You don't kill it. You threaten it on the grill, and you make your grilled galamad and filet mignon. And let me tell you, surf and turf Italian style is the way to go.
So, Paulie, for those that maybe don't have the Italian heritage that you do, the galamad, what is that?
Oh, galamad. In American, it's called calamari.
There you go.
But it hurts my ears to even say it.
I understand. But we might not have some with such a fine palate listening.
Yeah, there are some Polish people out there.
Well, no, we want to teach you a little tang. You said galamad, you know, very important.
Right, exactly.
Like calamari.
Right.
So if you're going to do that, you're gonna marinate that galamad for 12 hours?
I would do it overnight at least 12
mm-hmm.
hours.
You know, and then what?
18 hours. You know, normally I would do it in the morning and leave it there till the next, you know, till dinner or lunch or whatever. But marinating it, especially with the oil and the, I use a little balsamic vinegar. I like balsamic. But when you put that garlic and the parsley in it and you put it on the grill, oh, baby, mud on it's so good.
So there's no ink to worry about?
No, you take the calamari, they're dead already. There ain't no ink. They ain't writing letters to anybody. You just chop the head off, okay?
Oh.
Again, the Kim Jong-il method. You chop the head off, then you cut them long ways. You make sure you clean them out good. And you have nothing but pure protein. By the way, if you're on a diet, you know I'm on a diet, Bob. I lost 55 pounds.
I know.
Okay? You could eat as much of this as you want. You won't gain any weight.
Damn, you're half the man you used to be. 55 pounds.
Quite.
Way to
no,
go,
no,
brother.
Not half the man, believe me.
All those old clothes are looking good, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know what? It's so nice. I wish the styles were still in, but you know what? It's nice to be able to fit into something you haven't fit in for 20 years, you know?
I can't. I don't know what that means.
No. Uh-uh.
I can't complain. I'm very, you know, sono molto contento. I'm very happy, very content. I'm with my family. What could be better? And by the way, you know, you talked about your pool. I was laughing to myself because, you know, we live on a lake, and every morning I get up and the lake is perfectly set. I don't know who does it overnight, but it takes care of itself. And that's God's gift to me.
Right.
That's awesome. Paul Rotella, yeah. Otherwise known as Big Paulie. So good to hear your voice, brother. And I hope to see you sometime this summer.
I hope so, too, Bob. Give my best to everybody there. Enjoy Father's Day. And thanks for calling.
Yeah, say hi to Vince, too.
I sure will.
Okay.
Later, brother.
Paulie's one of the best men and the best fathers we know. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, I'm feeling like a man after that conversation. How about you, Jack?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a great man. Enjoy his. I enjoy having conversations with him.
You know, man law is something we've done from the get-go, and it's there's just a whole bunch of them. You have to be careful which ones you pick because a lot of them tend to be, oh, let's say, a little too Hollywood, or they go to the gutter real quick. So I got to pick and choose these things properly. This one: under no circumstances shall any man lay a hand on a female or a child in violence. Spanking of a woman or pulling of the hair is permitted if done on request. Corporal punishment is permitted, excluding obvious extremes. Punishment for the attacking male is that if other men see the assault taking place, they have the right to take him out back behind a building and show him how to fight with real men.
Well, there you are.
That's,
I don't know if that's
man law.
That is grilling guy advice. That's not legal advice, but
it's man law.
Right. It's man law. That's exactly what that is. And there's no excuse. Right?
No.
But anyway, on Father's Day, on a much, much lighter note, I hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill and a smoker, creating a little grill envy for your neighborhood and your friends, because this is a time of year when summer is shining on us greatly this weekend here in Michigan where we are, and we're hoping that you're out enjoying your family and your friends in the backyard. We are going to have one little more segment here, and we might talk about this thing called the Survivor Sling. Might be a great little gift for Father's Day. Stick with us. We'll be back.